It's the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, and catching up with one of the country musicians that we play quite a bit on our station. That's Nate Burnham out of Texas, but he has some strong connections to us here in Western Wyoming. Nate, sounds like things are starting to cool off down there in Texas a little, are they?
Yes, it's finally not melting in Texas. We got a little bit of cool weather. It's nice.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking some time. Of course, you've performed a couple of times right here in Lincoln County and Star Valley at the fair and during our music festival. Tell us what you've been up to. You've had some pretty cool gigs and, of course, even recently had a big opening act in Idaho Falls.
Yes. Yeah, we had a real cool opportunity to go open for Martina McBride up at the Hero Arena in Idaho Falls. And so it was a sold out show. We had a lot of friends, family, and of course, you know, Martina, she packed the house. So it was a cool night, man. It was cool to be on such a big stage and have so many people there. So it was nice to actually kind of do that right before my elk hunt. It was a really good week for me.
Sounds like it. Absolutely sounds like it. So was that probably for you in your career, that had to be a highlight, right? That had to be a top moment. What are some other top moments that maybe could compare to that or compete with it?
Oh, I mean, that's definitely the top right now, I think, because, you know, and I have so many friends and family out there in Idaho and Utah and Wyoming. And, you know, I was able, like, my grandparents on my mom's side are still alive. They got to come to the show, and I wrote a song for them. I got to sing on the stage. I mean, I think this far, that takes the cake. You know, I mean, we've had some other cool opportunities to open for, you know, Texas artists and you know, friends and stuff that I like, but I mean, definitely being on a big stage, that was my first arena show, so that one's top spot right now.
Awesome. Nate Burnham on the weekday wake up this morning. Of course, Nate, you've got a great country sound that really relates to a lot of people. Your most recent song, Guitar in My Hand, we recently had it on our show as a Kick It or Keep It. It was kept, of course, no big surprise there. Nice. And so tell us about your style of music and what influences you.
I mean, I think life just influences me. I do, so far, you know, I write all my own songs and I may, there might be one day I reach out and cut some other stuff. But I mean, for me, I'm always looking for, you know, real life things to talk about and for a unique way to talk about them, because, you know, I think songwriting is a challenge to try and say the same old things that people have been writing about for a long time, but do it in a new way. And Guitar in My Hand, it's kind of no different, but you know, for us guys, it's hard for us to say what we want to say to a woman sometimes. And some, you know, back in the day, we used to make them like a mixtape or mix CD and like let that do all the love talking for us. Now we just send them YouTube links. But right. But you know, that song Guitar in My Hand is kind of like, well, if you can, you want to pick up a guitar and play a woman a song and let her know how you feel. And I mean, that's just a real thing for me. Is like, you know, sometimes it's easier for me to write it out in a song and sing it to a, you know, to my wife than it is for me to like sit down and talk to her about it.
Yeah. You know, and you look at some of the other songs that you have, that we have on our station here on The Spur, Live and Learn. I Got Game is a great one for this time of year, right? Your song Ghost. Which one has been the biggest song for you up to this point?
I think there's several that have opened doors. I mean, Firebird, We had a music video that got picked up by the Pontiac Firebird community. They all loved it. And we actually got, there's a Firebird festival out in St. Louis every year. And we got invited this year we headlined their Friday night. And, you know, it was over 300 Pontiac Trans Ams that were there. And a lot of that was just from the song and the video. I mean, I Got Game. It's kind of tapped into the hunting community. It's its own place. And, you know, I feel like, and I love that too, that we're not really just, my music isn't just kind of just one thing, but like, you know, we can kind of get into appeal to different groups. You know, there's a lot of people who they're like, man, I don't even like country music, but they're, you know, Firebird was just, they loved it. You know, they jam it when they're riding around. And, you know, then there's a lot of hunting people that, you know, I Got Game's got some humor to it. And and then I've got stuff like I've written for my grandparents, like a song called What Are the Chances, you know, that just a lot of people hear that and they think of their grandparents and just cool love stories that of people who've been married 50 plus years, you know? So, you know, we're just, I think I'm kind of all over the spectrum. Nothing's off limits, really, when it comes to, you know, things to write about.
Excellent. Nate Burnham, country musician, on the air with us this morning. Nate, what's next for you? We talked about opening up for Martina. We talked about all these great songs. What's coming up now?
Well, we're going to be getting back into the studio this fall. I can't say yet who it is that we're going to be working with, but this, the second I'm able to announce it, you know, I'll definitely let you know, Duke. But I've got some cool stuff coming up that, we're going to record with some folks that, are pretty well known, and I'm excited for that. So this fall, you know, we're going to be playing all the regular shows and everything else, but getting ready to put some music together for, you know, 2024. So we have a lot of stuff coming out, and just the opportunity I have, I think, to work with a certain producer, and I'm pretty excited about all the, but it's all recent. Like, I've been putting this together like in the last week, so when it's finalized and I can brag about it a little bit, I think I'm gonna do that. But
absolutely,
but I'm excited. You know, I mean, it's always kind of new music and just always trying to do the next thing. I think when you're an artist, you know, it's really easy to be complacent, stay and do the same things. But I mean, I'm always just trying to look for the next thing and the next show. And we did that. I need to get back to Star Valley one day. And play a show. Maybe we should look at 2024 for that. But other than that, I just drive through on my way to my elk hunt. Did you hear what happened to my bow?
No. What happened?
Oh man, 4 days into my hunt, I got a rodeo with the horse train, and my bow slung under the horse and got just stomped to pieces.
Oh no!
That
sounds like a good country song, Nate.
Oh, dude. It's like, I'm still not over the heartache yet, but, like, you know, like, when I can really, like, it's still hard to talk about, you know, watching a bow get stomped by horses. I had a rough year elk hunting. I mean, I still got to be in the mountains for 10 days, which was, that was the consolation. I mean, you're always, at least you get to be out there, you
right,
know.
Right, absolutely.
But oh man, that was I'm sure any of the listeners who have been on any kind of hunt, you know, especially with horses, you know, anything can happen.
Right. Well, my condolences. I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences for your bow. That's too bad.
Yes. Shoot. I appreciate that.
Shoot. Nate Burnham this morning again. You can find his music online at his website at nateburnham.com. Of course, he's streaming on all the platforms, and look for Nate Burnham Music on social media as well. And Nate, we're looking forward to that big announcement that you teased a little bit. So we'll stay tuned for that.
Well, thanks, Duke. Man, I appreciate you having me on.
That's Nate Burnham on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Country musician. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.